Today is an important day around the world. Mental awareness. It's
mental,
mental health awareness day.
I know you keep wanting to say the exact name, but it's about mental awareness. It's about creating mental health issues that you may have within yourself right now that you're keeping within yourself, and you think to yourself, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy.
It's important to tell someone.
It is. We've been talking about it on the show this morning. I wanted to make sure that I've had my own mental issues. I think some of us within the Virgin team, we all, it is not a bad thing. It is not something that you should be ashamed of. It is, believe me, everybody is going through their own thing. Mm. Some people just hide it better than you do. All right, yeah. I want you to remember that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going through what you're going through. People have the ability of hiding it better than you do. So don't freak yourself out. If you think you're going crazy, you're not. Believe me, you're not. I went through depression. I went through anxiety for many years. And it was the hardest time in my life. I really thought I was going mentally crazy.
Yeah.
I really thought I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
And it wasn't until I reached out and got help that I needed that I overcame it. And I'm telling you that not to, you know, to say, hey, I overcame it, I'm good. I'm letting you know that everybody goes through it.
Do you think Everyone. It's more popular these days, like depression and stuff? Like,
what do you mean? Popular is not the word I
mean.
Think.
No, I wouldn't say popular, but more common, you know, like with the internet and that type of thing.
No, I think what's happening here is that because it's being more socially acceptable for everyone to admit to, hey, I may have a mental health issue, I think you hear about it more.
100%.
Which I think is a good thing. You should just be aware of it, you know?
Well, it's about knowing your people around you and telling the person that you have at work or your friends or your relatives, hey, if anybody needs anything, I just want you to guys to know that I'm here.
Exactly.
And you can talk to me.
Yeah.
You can tell me about any of your issues. Mm. Param.
Hello.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Rossi. Satrikal, Preeti.
Sasikal.
Morning, mate.
Sasikal. What's that?
Is this a greeting in
That's
Punjabi?
Cute. That's cute. Tell us, you're going through depression right now?
I'm almost out of it. And a big part of it, me coming out of depression, is you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
And your show.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. I like that.
Now,
when you were saying you were depressed and you're coming out of it, tell us about the bad times so people are aware.
I've lost a lot of things, a lot of people close to me in my life, which actually kept pushing me into depression. And then one fine day, I out of loneliness, I actually Googled the words someone to talk to. And I came across this amazing website that's called 7cups.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally anonymous, where you can actually talk about any of your mental health issues, anxiety, depression, PTSD, even relationship troubles. And there are people on the other side, people just like you and me, who are ready to help and listen you out.
Wow, so that really helped you.
That's wonderful.
I mean, I think what Param's trying to say here is when you talk to someone about it, it becomes a lot easier. You feel like you're just trapped, right? You feel like you're trapped and you've got nowhere to go.
And it's like when you are unable to, when there are some people, when you tell them about your issues in real life, they don't actually understand. They just
100%.
Tell you to get over it.
Yes.
They give you a very generic response. So on that website, there are actually people who are going through the same thing, and they understand you in a better way.
All right, 7cups.com. Param, I'm so happy that you're feeling better, man, and keep going forward. Keep going forward. That's what you got to do. Shweta is on the phone. Good morning, Shweta.
Hey, good morning.
Good. You overcame depression?
Depression and anxiety together.
Yeah, that's horrible.
At the same time.
Yeah, that's what
yes,
I had.
Yes, it is. It's like a battle in your head, and you don't know what to do.
You wake up in the morning and the first thing you think of is this. You go to bed. You think the only time you have to rest is when you're sleeping, when your mind switches off, right?
Exactly. And then you're like, you're on the floor of the bathroom and you're crying your eyes out, and then there's just no one because they don't understand. And I think my biggest mistake was I actually isolated myself because I was so ashamed to talk about it. And
sure. And
the truth is, it was years and years of built up after like losing my mom. I just got to me. It got to me so bad that it took me 10 months to realize that it's actually as severe as people talk about it.
Yeah,
like in other countries, it's really, really open. It's okay to talk about it, but
100%.
Out here, it's just so difficult to even come to terms with reality that you're actually depressed or that, you know, you have an anxious mind.
Mm.
And I feel
so like... you overcame it by getting professional help, is that right?
I did take professional help for a couple of weeks, but then I think I was more comfortable talking to my friends who actually were there throughout the journey, who actually saw me fall picked me up, dusted me off. I mean, and as I said, like, they actually did the most simplest things, even by, like, feeding me food, like, because I just didn't know. Like, it felt like my brain switched off and I completely forgot to do the basic things, like to get a proper night, you know, just a good night's rest, or just have three meals a day. I would literally, I just, you know, you always resort to things that make you forget.
Thank you, Shweta, for sharing that. I mean, if you're in that same position, just know that there is a way out. Today, they're calling it what day today?
Mental Health Awareness Day, and you can support the cause by wearing green today.
All right, so mental, basically, just create. I want you to know that if you're stuck in a rut right now, if you're not feeling good about yourself, if you are depressed, there are ways out. You were not always going to feel like that. Just know that you're not always going to feel like that. If you need to talk to someone, please talk to someone.